حضرت سیدنا زکریہ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام واز بلیسڈ ود نبوت بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, آف کورس بینگ اے پروفٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, بٹ ہی ڈڈ ناٹ ہیو اینی چلڈرن. وین ہی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سو دا سینٹلی میریکل آف حضرت سیدتنا مریم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, دیٹ آؤٹ آف سیزن فروٹس وڈ ڈسینڈ ان ہا محراب ان ہا آرچ, اینڈ ہی وڈ بی اسٹانشڈ اینڈ ہی وڈ آسک ایز ٹو فرام وے ہیو یو ریسیو دیز فروٹس, ہاؤ ہیو یو ریسیو دس آؤٹ سیزنڈ فروٹس. شی وڈ سے دس از دا مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. دا قرآن اسپیکس اباؤٹ اٹ سبحان اللہ. وین ہی ریئلائزڈ دیٹ اف سیدتنا مریم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا کین گین فروٹس دیٹ آر نان سیزنل, دے آر آؤٹ آف سیزن فروٹس دیٹ شی ریسیوز ان دا آرچ ان دا محراب آف دا پلیس ویئر شی ورشپس اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اف آئی میک دعا ہیئر یوزنگ دا وسیلہ آف دس ویری پلیس وے اللہ's blessings descend, then definitely my du'as and supplications will also be accepted in the form of me also receiving a aulad in a non-season. That is to say that I'm gone so old and my wife is also reached that age where she cannot conceive and give birth to children anymore. So if non-seasonal fruits can come to Maryam رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا, if I make dua at this place, at this juncture, at this section, in this mihrab and arch, then definitely my supplications will be accepted. Let's listen to what the Quran says. Subhanallah, the Quran says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَوَجَدَ عِندَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّى لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِندِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So her Lord fully accepted her, meaning Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and gave her an excellent development. That was to say that the fruits would descend in her mihrab. She would be making ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jal, but from the unseen fruits would come to her. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam realized that she is receiving this from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Quran says, she said to him, I am receiving this by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then made a firm intention to make dua at that place. And now what happens when he asks Allah Azza wa Jal, when he supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the arch and the mihrab of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha as a source of making dua or wasila, he says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me a child, grant me an offspring as I make dua to you at this place. The Quran says, هُنَالِكَ دَعَا زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِن لَّدُنكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. As he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is here where we had accepted the dua of Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jal then blessed him with a child, Allahu Akbar, naming him himself known as Yahya. A child was born, and Allah Azza wa Jal never only gave Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam a child, rather he gave him such a child that was also the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed him with prophethood as well. Subhanallah, and that is to say Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. From this we also learn that the astana and the place where they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a place of receiving barakat and blessings. Ye wo log hai, dear viewers on the Madani channel, ki it is beyond our imagination. Jis gali se ye chal jate hain, jis galiyon se guzarte hain, us galiyon ke khaak mein bhi wo taaseer hain ki aapke taqdeer ko badal sakti hai. It can change your life and change the condition you are. Isi liye to, that is why Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala had spoken about the blessings which is beneath the feet, the dust which is beneath the feet of the awliya and the salihin. Ye jahan baithte hain wo jagah mubarak wala ho jata hai, ye jahan chalte hain wo khaak mubarak ho jata hai. He says, chashme roshan kun ze khaak ke
ابتداء تا انتہا.
He says, O people, take the dust or the sand which is beneath the feet of the awliya and apply that in your eyes as surma. Hai, hai, hai. Allahu Akbar. Once you would do this, the condition and the blessings of doing this will be that now you would also be able to see the past and the future through the surma that you apply in your eyes, which is the dust beneath the feet of the awliya. Uski barkat ye hai, uski rahmatein ye hai, ki aapko bhi, you would also be able to see the past and the future. Subhanallah. It is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahu Akbar. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the sacred tablet, the divine sacred tablet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concealed from these individuals, which is free from mistakes. Lohe mahfooz, jis mein koi mistake nahi hai, us mein koi ghalati nahi hai. That is not hidden from the sight of the awliya and the saliheen. These are not ordinary people. These are the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join their company.